This is the Conway and Carolla Show.
I'll be high as a kite. We'll see how it goes.
With special babbling sidekick, Danny Bonaducci.
Really?
And an occasional appearance by Tom Likas.
Yes.
And also Frosty, Adi, or Frank.
Really?
Maybe even John and Jeff, if they're here early.
Finland?
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, joined by the three biggest studs in all of Hollywood. I can't believe the pleasure it is to sit in the sandwich between these three guys. On my left, Adam Carolla. On my right, Arsenio Hall. And on his right, Paul Majors from CBS Channel 2. Nice to see you, fellas.
Good to see you, Tim.
I would say we would be a Kaiser roll, and that Arsenio would be a Blast Force ham.
A strange piece of pumpernickel in the sandwich.
Yeah. I was standing outside enjoying the fresh air, if you know what I mean, before we started here. And Adam Carolla pulls up, and he sees Arsenio Hall's car out there. And he says, whose six is that, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, M6.
Yeah, and I said, that's Arsenio Hall's. And you did about 10 minutes on the guy's rims and the tires.
30 series tires?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you run over an acorn and it dents the rim?
Absolutely. Gum will mess up your rim.
It's like, what happened? Ran over a postage stamp, had out of a car tote.
Also, I mean, you were talking about the pressure that you have to, you know, in the community, in the black community.
Well, this is uncomfortable now, but you got, Tim, you don't have any of your, you know, Paul Majors is not giving you crap about not getting the tourists some rims or some spinners or something. It doesn't exist in the white community.
It's the opposite.
There's a lot of black
community.
On black pressure. If you're rolling with stock 17s, you're not going to be welcomed into the party, are you?
You know what's bizarre? Carolla wears me out in the exact same fashion that Leno wears me. When Carolla and Leno see that car, they both take me to task.
Is that right?
I'm surprised Leno can even talk. He just never stops vomiting. That's not a Duesenberg. What? There's no wagon wheels? By the way, you want to talk about rims. Leno has cars from the teens that have like 30-inch rims. On there. They're, you know, an inch and a half thick. They're 10-speed rims, but like crazy wagon wheel rims. Have you been to Leno's shop, haven't you?
Leno has a steam car.
He loves the steam-powered car. I always said this about Leno. Somebody's going to write like a book report or a history report or something. The thing you used to do when you were in junior high about Leno. And you're going to, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be 200 years from now. And they're going to say, died in 2041 in a steam car. And the teacher's going to go, hold on. Wait a minute. No. Everyone drove hovercrafts at that time. You don't understand. He's going to go, no, seriously. I don't know what. I did the Wikipedia thing. The guy died in a steam car in 2041. Really? Because everyone was driving around like the Jetsons. Are you sure you've done your research? Yes, he will die in that. First off, you don't even have to hit anything, and a steam car can just blow up.
Right.
You literally have a coal fire burning in front of you, and a boiler tank, and 10-speed tires, and you got brakes made out of cat gut, and he's whistling down the highway at 50 miles an hour, driving through the Burbank airport, waving at crazed tourists. The man doesn't own a pair of sunglasses. The man is insane.
I would understand it if the guy had, you know, he was working at a laundromat somewhere, and on weekends likes people to look at him.
Right.
But he's got it.
Your Q rating's not high enough, Jay. You got to drive through the goddamn Burbank airport with the whistle blowing on the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang mobile on a Saturday. No one recognizes you.
The Corolla roll, ladies and gentlemen.
Get on it. Let me say this, too. Speaking of driving, I got this down. I was going down Ventura Boulevard tonight 20 minutes ago on my way here. I got this guy. You tell me if you're this guy, and if you are, why are you this guy? He walks halfway out into the street, not at the crosswalk or anything, halfway out in the street, stops. Then I come to a stop because you'll get a ticket if you pass this guy. If the guy who runs out in the middle of the street, by the way, cops, which is it? You give him a ticket and you give me a ticket? But either way, I stop. I give the guy the wave. The guy gives the, no, go ahead. And I'm thinking to myself, why are you wandering out into the middle of the street if only to stop and wave across every car that goes by? By the way, Arsenio's, you could add 2 football fields to his stopping distance with those 28-inch rims, my friend. The car was not designed by the Germans. Do not approve, by the way. It's designed in Germany for 17-inch stock rims. But the point is this. Why are you walking out?
And I can't defend myself because he's absolutely right.
Why are you walking out into the middle of the street, stopping, and then waving every other your car on. Either right. you're going or you're not, right?
Right. Well, these cops in L.A. have me so fearful now that I will wait for the guy to cross the entire street.
Yeah, you have to.
If I'm on Laurel and Ventura and the guy walks in front of my car, I wait till he walks in front of this car, the next car, and then the opposite traffic until he gets off the street, and then I proceed.
I used to teach traffic school, and it's a law that the person has to be up on the curb of the other side of the street. Oh, only, though, the only exception is if there's an island in the middle of the street and they're standing on said island.
That, then you can go.
Then you can go. That's the code.
You mean when the person has the walk signal?
Yeah.
Seriously? Because I didn't know that.
Yeah, you have to wait.
I was just where you were today. I'm sorry. So I'm waiting to turn right. Mm-hmm. Traffic's coming, so finally I can go. But I know the light's going to change. I see two people right there waiting to go across, and I think, can I beat them? Can I get around them?
Right.
I thought, well, I'll wait. I wait. Now, they take one step off the curb. Not making this happen today, right down here. As soon as they took one step, the guy behind me in a pickup truck, right. I put my arms out, what?
What do you want?
Kill him?
I like that guy. That was Leno, by the way.
Yeah.
Steam-powered Ford F-150.
I recognize that horn.
All right, Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla's with us, Arsenio Hall, and also Paul Majors. It's also the guy that irritates you is the guy that's at a bus stop, right? And he's waiting for the bus, but he can't see it from where he is, so he walks 4 feet into the street to look for the bus.
Right.
And then he walks back. He's just playing chicken with traffic.
Right.
But you can't tell me that when, 90 feet of red bus you can't spot that immediately.
You're not going to see that office building with wheels coming down the street with the huge entourage banner, the entourage cellophane wrap going all the way around at the 9 foot head of Jeremy Piven. You're not going to see that coming a country mile down the road. And by the way, you're taking the bus. What kind of hurry in? Hey, I got a Fortune 500 company to run. I got a meeting with clients from Tokyo. I got a couple of mistresses to see. I got a pickup. I'm racing a vintage Ferrari in a Can-Am series. That's coming up this weekend. I got to cut the ribbon. There's a park dedicated in my name. Then I'm gonna go fly the spruce goose. Where are you going? You're in a bus. You're not going anywhere, pal. You get to work in an hour or 20 minutes or 2 days. We don't know. Nobody cares. You're taking a bus.
Yeah, you're getting on board with radical depression. You never see a smile on any of these buses. Everybody is depressed out of their mind. They are one step away from suicide.
I like the bike rack on the front of the bus now, too, where the guy has the bike. And how committed to not owning a car can you be? What do you do? Well, I take one of those larks from my apartment to my bike. Then I go ahead and load the lark up onto the mountain bike, and I drive the bike over there. Then I take the skateboard rack and I put it on the back of the beach cruiser to drive that to the bike. Then I go ahead and later on I put the bus on the light rail train. I have a rack. I had a rack put on the light rail, put the bus onto that. We put that on a C-130 cargo plane. How many modes of transportation before you get to work?
Oh, gosh. There's a reason to wake up early right man. There.
Absolutely.
That last 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm not nearly that funny in the morning. I'm tired of sleepwalking my way through the entire show.
Change the time slot then, baby.
Teresa's always better at night.
Man.
When Teresa visits us, she kills.
Yeah. Well, she's a woman. I mean, when's the last time you saw a woman wake out of bed and go, all right, let's go. Let's roll. Everybody up. Let's go.
Yeah, they don't have the rally gene.
No. My mom was the only one in the world that could wake up and start yelling before her feet hit the ground.
But she was up all night drinking. I mean, right. She didn't wake up. She was.
Was your mom a yeller?
No, my mom was worse than yeller.
Oh,
my mom
man.
Would lock herself in a room, smoke weed, and you'll freak out. That was awesome.
I would have traded that for the yeller.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think it came out better than me.
I don't think so. No, trust me. I'm shell-shocked now when I hear people yelling.
I think my mom would have yelled, but that would have been calories spent on the kids. You know what I mean? Like
right.
she had no energy. She would just hang out and smoke weed. Actually, she had one of these biorhythm wheels, one of these 70s bad like astrological biorhythm things where you would dial it in. It's like. It's feng shui for people who can't afford furniture. And she would dial the wheel in, and it was like the magic eight ball, except for it was awesome because every day was an extra critical day. So I'd say, like, hey, Mom, could you give me a ride to Teddy's house? He's over in Van Nuys. She's like, Let me consult the wheel.
Hold on. Let me take a wild guess here. Picture of a car is not going to come up, is it? What do we got here? Oh, what a shocker. Extra critical. Shouldn't leave the house.
Aren't you and Tim from the same part of the valley?
Yeah, yeah, except for he's south of the boulevard.
Oh, I was understand south.
That's
the tracks.
That's the train tracks right there, south of the boulevard. He's up near Hebrew Heights, we would call it. I'm a flatlander.
I am now a flatlander. We actually reversed now. You're up in the hills, and I'm on the flat.
Well, that's the thing. You're not going to do nearly as good as your dad did.
No.
I mean, this is the first generation.
My dad, he just won his seventh Emmy Award.
Right.
And I don't even have an audition lined up.
Yeah. I mean,
for a TV show.
Local, daytime, maybe. But even that's a pipe dream.
No, that's a big
Arsenio, customer. Your kid's not going to do nearly as good as you. Paul, your kid's not going to do nearly as good. My kids, not nearly. They'll be in rehab in a couple of years. I was telling Dr. Drew this. We're the first generation, really. I said, you think your kids are going to live in a 5,000 square foot house in, you know, Old Town Pasadena? No way. They're living in a condo somewhere in Van Nuys. I mean, they'll be a school teacher. They'll be whatever. But as soon as I left my house, I was doing better than my dad. When I got my first futon, and my first moped, I'd already eclipsed every accomplishment my dad ever had. There's no way my kids are going to do that.
Even small things, like when I asked, I have daughters, right? So mm-hmm. I'd like to have a boy, because I'd like
two?
To tell them to go, yeah, too. I'd like to tell them to go moldy. My daughters, even when could you haul out the garbage? What?
Yeah.
Just this blank, what?
Confused
totally confused. Don't know where the outside garbage cans are.
Right.
Now, you have one daughter that's off to college.
Yeah, she's a
freshman. And you have one at home.
And one at home, yeah.
So you know what happens when the one at home leaves. You got to then talk to the wife again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the buffer's gone.
Oh, I guess she'll get one of those biorhythm dials and start smoking weed.
Yeah.
Go in the room.
It's an 18-year vacation from having to deal with her, and now it's over. It's coming to an end.
Jesus, unless I can flunk my daughter a couple times and just, you know, hold her back.
He did say flunk, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
Adam.
Thank God you don't have a diphthong.
I don't judge. I don't judge.
Now I need counseling.
I know, kids are snot-nosed.
Extra critical day, Adam.
There is going to be a time at some point when I say to one of my kids, you know, hey, get out and haul that trash out, and he's going to go, you know, my dad's a lawyer, and he'll sue your ass, and I'm going to go, I'm your dad, you little ass. So get out there.
All right, Adam Carolla is with us.
Can I say this quickly? What happened to the respect? Remember, like, our kids forget it. They're not going to have any respect for us at all. I was scared of my friends' parents.
Yeah, they'd rat you out.
They were scary.
They'd hit you, too.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. I got hit by Roberta Messick. I got hit by
a woman.
She
hit me, too.
She caught you, too. I've got hit by two other parents other than my own parents, and I didn't even rat them out. I was scared to get hit by my own parents when I ratted them. You know, what'd you do? What'd you do? What deserved it? What'd you do?
Yeah, that's why when I got in trouble in school, even if I forgot my lunch, I wouldn't tell my mom because that's when the real ass kicking would start.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was not just the trouble you got in school, but when you got home. It's like if I ever got pulled over by a cop, you know, when I was like 15, 16 years old, which I did, the cop was much nicer to me than my mom was.
Right.
You know, the guy has a billy club and a gun on him and was much kinder than my mom was to me.
Did he do the extra cop talk?
the extra cop talk.
But
the
even getting cop talk
even getting in trouble at schools these days, you know, they're so reluctant to, you know, actually apply some pressure. You can get rid of the president of the prison guards union in the state of California easier than you can get a kid in trouble at school.
I remember a teacher, Mr. Kleiman in Birmingham, calling me, and I got to clean this up for the air here. But in class, he called me a mother effing son of a G-bang bitch.
Really?
I hope I cleared that up enough.
What school is this?
Birmingham High School, yeah.
Could you whisper that, though?
Wow.
And I thought, you know, you can't do that today to kids.
Oh, no.
You're going to get your ass sued.
No, yeah. It's like we filled them full of self-esteem and entitlement. You know, everyone's playing soccer and getting a participation trophy. I almost vomited when I heard Sarah Palin during her debate. She was like, You know, when I go to the soccer field and people across America go to the soccer field, they're not talking about the economy. And I'm like, the soccer field? What part of France did we move this country to? The soccer? And every, you know what? It doesn't raise an eyebrow. That's right. Soccer moms, when people are the soccer field?
Soccer field.
Shiny shorts, knee socks. Everyone gets a participation trophy. You can't use your hands. What? Of course. We're raising a generation of pusses.
But that's what it is. I mean, when you watch like all these kids watch these tapes like Dora the Explorer and all that stuff.
Oh.
And the only sport they ever show in any of those tapes is soccer.
They got a bilingual monkey running around. My son yelled no mas at me the other day when I was spinning around. I'm not kidding. It's like Roberto Duran, this kid. I think he called my wife a whore. I don't speak a lot of street Spanish, but I think I heard him call her a whore. I really did.
I was in Target, and my daughter was going, para, para. And so I had to grab somebody who worked there and goes, what is she saying to me? And she goes, stop. She's saying you're walking too fast. Right. Oh, thank you very much.
It'll be awesome. It'll be great when we use the corner guy they used to interpret the Mexican fighters in the HBO fights to talk to our kids about going to college. Jaime Lopez. You know, it's like, tell her I want her to stay local. Because if she goes to UC school, we get a break. No, we don't. If she goes to Florida, first off, I'm going to have to. Okay, I'll slow down. Go ahead. Go tell her. Tell her. Right. She's nodding her head. It seems good, right? What'd she say?
Adam's not a Boots fan.
Boots. Yeah. Oh.
Boots the monkey.
And the map comes flying out. And the kids pitch a fit if I don't.
Oh, yeah.
If they eat with them, you know, I want to watch some TMZ because, you know, I want to get caught up on transsexuals and, you know, cat fights out front of clubs in Hollywood. And we got to watch this goddamn Dora the Explorer every night.
She has every Dora DVD. And I was depressed the other day to find out that the map. It was the same voiceover that does Swiper, the fox. Mm. It's the same guy. Now I know that. It's ruined the series for me.
Swiper, stop swiping.
Swiper, no swiping. Swiper, no swiping. And they were all like white chicks there. And they were all trying to one-up each other on how terrible they are at cooking.
Yeah.
Remember I mean, that's like a badge of honor now that you can't cook.
Right.
You know, back when we were growing up or when maybe our parents were growing up, if your mom couldn't cook, that's you know, if dad punched her in the face for that, you'd be like, well, you know, she didn't cook. Yeah. You know, what can you do?
She burnt the hash. Yeah. What do you want him to do? He had to send a message.
Yeah, but now these and I think it's only exclusively white women. They try to one-up each other.
But go on. We'll get to that later.
Let me say this. White women use it or all women now, it's a badge of honor not to be able to cook. Guys, badge of honor to be a puss. You ever hear guys talking, sitting around like, I honked at a guy at a stoplight. He got out of his car. Oh, my God, what did you do? I didn't know what to do. I rolled up the window and I called 911. Oh, good God. And everyone, like, they're fanning themselves. Like, oh, God, what did you do? Thank God I had a sports bottle with me. I was able to blind him temporarily. I threw the Miata and go, and I headed for the hills, brother. And all the guys sitting around like, oh, my God. Remember when at least, okay, maybe guys were always pusses, but at least a guy would do that at least the, hey, I came. Hey, you want trouble? You come to the right place, brother.
Yeah, you
want
a taste?
You want some? You want some? You want some? I said, you want to go? We'll go right now. He backed off. He knew. He saw. I started to get out of the car. He backed. Now, that guy was BSing, but at least he had the dignity to BS, like our moms couldn't cook, but at least they had the quiet dignity to BS their friends that they could, right?
And now these women who don't cook, there are all these designs now. There's all these things to help them cook, and they sell them all night on TV. You know, the pasta maker, the pasta cooker. And it's a thing that cooks pasta where, you know, you don't have to put it on the stove and boil it. You just put it in and throw some hot water on it, and the pasta, you know, makes itself,
The
right?
best part about all those commercials is the part one where you're trying to dump it into the colander yourself.
Right.
And the thing's getting on the ceiling, and you've dumped it on the cat and scalded the cat.
Kid.
You've dumped it into a ficus plant. Like, my favorite one of those was the Pert Plus shampoo commercial, where they show the guy trying to handle the shampoo and the conditioner. Whoa, I can't. Hold on, you're saying I got to walk from the shower stall all the way to my locker with these two anchors? What am I, Houdini? I don't, there's not, what am I, an octopus?
only have two hands. I'm fine. Listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm gonna take the shampoo. I'm gonna carry it to the locker. Then I'm gonna bivouac for the night. The following morning at sunup, I'm going back for the conditioner. If I don't come back, you tell my wife. I love her very much. Like, really? You couldn't carry the shampoo and the conditioner. Too much. And I like the one, too, where the guy's paying him off. You know, the dent king?
Oh, yeah.
The guy's like, and what about the expensive auto body shop? And the guy's smoking the cigar with his hat on it flipped up. Pay. Come on. Pay it off. You're peeling the 20s off. And the guy's like, come on. Keep them coming. Yeah, I'll tell you when to stop. Like, you haven't discussed the price in advance or anything. Like, come on. Keep. That's it. What's it feel like? About 5 pounds? I'll tell you to stop when I get to 20. You have an unlimited amount of 20s. You have to just keep peeling off. Is that how the auto body works? Don't you use insurance and sign something? Get an estimate. A guy said, and by the way, when's the last time a guy laughed while you were paying him off? Blowing cigar smoke in your face. That's the guy, like the before guy in all those spots. This is what it was.
All right, we got to take a break here.
Your mother, we'd have to pull out every strand of spaghetti and dry it with a hair dryer individually. We didn't know how to strain it.
Well, how about the one where they say you can make two meals at the same time? You can cook trout and make cupcakes in the same, you know. In the same batch.
That's right. That's the steamer.
Yeah, the steamer. You can steam cupcakes and trout that's together. Right. All right. Adam Carolla is with us. Arsenio Hall is with us. And Paul Majors, everybody. And we're going to be on TV in about 15 minutes or so on KCAL 9. So tune in to KCAL Channel 9 and set your VCRs or your TiVo or your DVR. I don't know what you got. But whatever you have, set it, and we'll be on TV in about 15 minutes or so. And we'd also like to thank Pomodoro for giving us the food tonight. Sound like I'm in church. Like, you know, thank.
Where is that?
Yeah, it's right in the room here. Oh, it's unbelievable.
All right.
The pasta and the salad and the pizza and everything is.
Why does it sound like you're in church? I missed that.
How do you think they strain?
Thank you for the food tonight. You know,
Timmy, do you think they strain that pasta the old fashioned way, one strand at a time?
And I love that, you know, according to these infomercials, the most difficult thing to do in the world is to boil noodles. Right?
They made it faster and easier. The thing you could do when you're bachelors make a pot of pasta, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Now they're going to make something easier. All right. We got to take a break here. Then we'll come back with these three guys who are the three most popular dudes in Hollywood, man. I tell you. And me just sitting here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, joined by Adam Carolla, Arsenio Hall, and Paul Majors. And Arsenio Hall is on every single Wednesday. And this is the first time you and I are doing TV together. Is that right?
Absolutely. And by the way, Carolla calls in on Friday nights, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And Paul Majors comes by about the first Monday of every
month.
Monday,
yeah.
Yeah, to sit around and tell us about the news and about all the tragedies that are going on. Always a great hour.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's like, next time we get Adam over here to that our station. I don't know who's in charge of operations around here, but I'm going to have him install misters.
Sweating my ass off from laughing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Paul. Yeah. Tim, I know you've done some TV because I've done it with you. Arsenio, first time?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
we're going to pop your chair tonight?
I had a little thing with Skippy Lowe years ago. But
Skippy Lowe. Public access. But this is real TV.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
This is the real deal. You know, I don't want to be condescending, but, you know, be yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. The camera will notice, you know, when you're, you know, a little bit nervous. You know what? The hat makes you look threatening. Don't turn it sideways either.
The hat came with the car.
Oh, really? So if you buy some 26-inch spinners, you get a free golf hat? Serious, Arsenio, how much were those rims?
Wait, please tell them they're
how
not
much
spinners,
were the rims?
Though.
No,
please
not spinners.
Yeah. Okay.
How much were the rims?
You know, what's more embarrassing, I'm not sure how much they
were. Oh, that's money.
That's a problem.
Ask his assistant.
That is money, man.
He has a rim broker. You got to speak to him. Let me tell you something. At the risk of sounding racist with the spinners, LAPD itchy trigger finger when it comes to our brothers on occasion. You know what I mean? They pull up the minivan, fat chick from Minnesota.
Now you know why? You know why Tim's just nodding versus verbally responding? Because he has had problems with the police lately, and he believes it's the city's kind of equal racially as to who they harass, correct?
They are now, yeah. Well, they didn't used to be, but they are now. They harass everybody.
Yeah, I'll make a point that I want all my brothers to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Every house I've ever lived in, I've had an a-hole neighbor who's called the Department of Building and Safety on me, who's called the cops on me on the New Year's, who's done everything to me, every single house I've ever lived in. If I was black, I would assume the guy was racist. I would have no other choice but to assume he was a racist. You have to understand, there are guys called a-holes. And those guys are racist against all human beings. They hate their own color as much as they hate the brothers. So sometimes you get an a-hole, not always a racist, but sometimes both. But all I'm saying is this. Cops, LAPD, the brothers, you know, they've had their run-ins in the past. I'm just saying the spinners, not a great idea for the brothers, because the cop pulls you over. He's got his hands. I already got the hand on the holster. He's got the flashlight and the thing. He's doing the extra cop doc. Okay, what I'm going to need you to do right now is go ahead for me. Okay, right now is go ahead and get your license plate information. Okay, right now. All of a sudden, he looks down. He sees something moving. Thinks you're taking it on the lamb. Puts a few slugs into the gas tank. You both go up in a ball of flames. I'm just saying, you don't need.
Yeah.
You need everything working for you.
You have a point.
You guys should design a rim that looks like the Denver boot.
That's
cop
hilarious.
Comes walking up to the car, he's not going anywhere.
That's hilarious.
Orange, just bright Caltrans orange, four of them on a space saver. Write that down, Timmy. The Denver boot for the brothers.
Perfect. You had a great point that, you know, that a lot of people spend $3,000 or $4,000 to fix up their car, and it actually diminishes the value of it.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that's part of the point, isn't it? Here's how much money I have to burn. I'm going to dump $5,000 into this M6. I'm going to make it worth less, $10,000, and I'm going to laugh all the way to the bank.
Now, these
Arsenio, it's a statement. It's saying I no longer know what to do with my money.
That's true.
I'm literally just going to drive on it now.
We're going to be on TV in about 5 minutes, so turn on Channel 9. If you're on the highway, pull off to a bar and tell them to flip on Channel 9. I'm sure this happens to everybody, not just me. But I'm watching TV this morning, early this morning, 7 o'clock, and my wife and my daughter are still sleeping, so I'm trying to keep it on low enough where I can hear it and they can still sleep. Mm-hmm. So I have the TV on volume 5, right? It's volume number 5. And if I go to volume number 6, it's too loud, and my wife and my daughter could get up, right? The difference between volume 5 and volume 6 is a lot. But the difference between volume 38 and 39 or 48 and 49 is not that great. I don't understand, like a cell phone, too. My cell phone has 8 different levels of noise it can make, right?
Right.
8 different levels.
Right.
Who the Christ needs that? Who's fine-tuned it so much where I'm like I'm sort of in a 5 situation right now.
Yeah, well, I got a couple thoughts on this. One is, as I say to my wife all the time, you know, I come walking in after my third job. You're going to wake the... First off, what's on their docket tomorrow? They're going to eat pudding and crap themselves, and they're going to learn a little Spanish from Dora the Explorer. And when I come in, they're going to cling on to the leg of my Nicaraguan nanny, old guy, and scream, Daddy's coming to take me away. So what do they got going tomorrow that they couldn't lose a little bit of sleep?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And the wife as well.
She's got nothing on her plate either except for not knowing how to cook. Maybe she's going to order that spaghetti cooker off the internet. The point is, to me, who cares if they wake up? Daddy's home. Daddy's got a story to tell.
Right.
Get used to it, by the way, because you're going to have roommates. You're going to live in cities where sirens are going by. What do you think? We're all moving to a cave up in Montana?
This is going to be the best house they ever live in for these first 18 years.
Right. Then it's going to suck after that. They're going to move into some rat-infested apartment somewhere and have to deal with life. So get used to waking up. And waking up when you don't have to get up the next day is nothing. You know, people complain about that all the time. I used to like it when I had a roommate and I'd hear his alarm go off in the distance and I'd look at the clock and it'd say 5:45 and I'd go, you son of a bitch. I'd just roll over and I'd think,
Should I? Ah, I'll masturbate later. I'm going to sleep for another 5 hours. This would be awesome. Maybe I'll use this pillow. There's nothing better.
I know. All right, we have about a minute and a half, folks. In a minute and a half, we're going to be on live on television on Channel 9. So flip on your TVs. Adam Carolla is with us. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday. And also Paul Majors is with us. And so in about a minute, you'll be able to see what these folks look like. We don't know what Adam Carolla and Arsenio Hall and Paul Majors look like.
If I close my eyes, my right eye sees Arsenio Hall, my left eye sees Paul Majors. I don't have an ass full of these two. I never need to see them again. I really don't. I see them more than I see clouds. I really do.
Gosh.
Yeah. All right. Now, Arsenio Hall, they might ask you also about your TV project, so be prepared.
Hey, Tim, I'm going to kill you, man.
Hey, I wanted to ask Adam something.
And also, you can also see the George Bush jersey. That,
George Bush.
Oh, it was not George Bush?
Same
Reggie
guy.
Bush.
His black brother.
Right.
George Bush and Reggie Bush. Look, they both returned punts in the show. I mean, let's face it. Are the same guy.
George used to date Kardashian, too, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. It was also very uncomfortable when Reggie Bush went to the White House. Remember that after he won the the Heisman?
Yeah.
And it was always a very uncomfortable moment. You know, they sort of had something in common that both Bushes, but that's where it stops. Right?
Absolutely. Tim, look, I hate to tell you how to host your show, but we're just about to give Arsenio's new syndicated show, Rolling USA, show dedicated for the Rim, by Rim guys.
All right,
and
here
the boys
we go,
we're
gang.
Talking about are our friends over at 97.1 Free FM. Tonight, Tim Conway Jr., Adam Carolla, and my friend Arsenio Hall join us live from the newsroom.
Thank you very much.
Guys,
can you tell which one is Arsenio?
Yeah. Well, clearly it's our friend. We're just chopped liver over here.
Oh, no. Adam, you know, I've given you love before.
Oh,
but
you
I've
have?
Gotta say, you I know
must
I
have.
Been
asleep.
Yeah, I haven't seen Arsenio in so long, and we go way back. But we'll talk about that later,
absolutely,
Arsenio, when
absolutely.
I come out there.
Okay.
So, guys, what do you want to start with tonight? First of all, thanks again, Tim, for feeding us that great pasta. That was delicious.
Thank you very much. And I was also told that we wouldn't see anything from my sleeves down, so I apologize for wearing a short-sleeve shirt.
What about the no pants?
Oh, you didn't get a flu shot today? We were given flu shots. I thought that's why you wore it.
I got a flu shot yesterday, and the heathens I work with, the devil's children I work with, never get it. So I don't know why I spend good money inoculating myself. You know? I just don't understand it.
You're very thoughtful.
Everybody, please get a flu shot and also buy Hammer the Movie. Is that right?
Yes. Thank you very much for that little plug.
Yeah, a flu shot comes with the Hammer.
Adam, tell us more about Hammer, okay?
It's a boxing movie. It's actually good.
Oh, you got one with you.
I know I have to say that because every time I talk to people, they think they're complimenting me, but they're not. They're going, it was actually funny. And I go, that's awesome. But if you say actually, if I hear actually one more time, I'm going to kill myself. No, I really liked it. I really did. It really made me think, what must they have thunk of me before this? It's a good movie. It gets very good reviews if you check it out on the internet. You can go to Amazon and pick it up. And I haven't made a penny off it yet. So.
Well, where did you train? Where did you train for that? You said boxing movie, right?
You mean what, acting school?
No, you said a boxing movie.
Yeah, I used to work at a place called Bodies in Motion out in Pasadena.
Okay.
And I trained there, although you couldn't tell if you looked at me with my shirt off. It really sad.
And how uncomfortable when you're telling your wife, I'm late for my Bodies in Motion appointment. I'm late for Bodies in Motion.
Yeah, listen, she doesn't listen anyway. I mean, we stopped talking. This is getting personal to me. We're in the middle of a very messy divorce.
Okay.
It's a bitter custody battle.
That.
Yeah.
I thought she was really sick. I didn't know you guys were divorcing.
No, it's no. I just said that. You know what? Let's talk about your flu shot.
Arsenio, are you just a big Reggie Bush fan, or are you a Saints fan as well?
It was the only shirt clean, man. The only shirt clean. I could give a damn about either.
Yeah.
No, hold on. Reggie Bush took two to the house Monday night.
Yeah,
that's why you're wearing the
almost
shirt.
Almost took three. He fell.
That's right.
Almost took three.
But you're one of those fair
yes.
weather fans.
Yeah. You're
wearing the shirt. If he didn't take two to the house, you wouldn't be wearing the jersey.
Good point, Adam. Yeah, good point. I love
wearing,
Reggie
you'd
Bush.
You'd be wearing your La Tigra shirt like you always wear.
Every Wednesday, Arsenio Hall's on with us, and he always wears like a like a sweater or a cardigan sweater. But when he's on TV, man, he's got to really hip hop it up with the Reggie Bush.
Well, where's your Lakers jersey, Arsenio?
If Adam continues to be this funny and I continue to sweat, it's in the car. I'm going to get it.
Look, if they had won, he'd be wearing it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. If Luke Walton took two to the house, he'd be wearing it. But
yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank
season.
You for having us on, Pat Harvey and Rick Chambers. Thank you very much.
Hey, Rick.
Really appreciate it.
How are you guys? We'll be talking with you throughout the rest of the evening.
All righty.
All right, buddy.
There they go, everybody.
Cool.
All right. Also, you're listening to us live on 97.1, and you can also watch us. Arsenio will be with us for the entire evening. And on, at 9:35.
Can I get that copy of Hammer? Can I get the Hammer?
Yeah, look at that.
Tim rented it, by the way. Thanks, buddy. On a stinking, I mean, it's highly rated show every Friday night for an hour. And he doesn't even buy me a movie.
I rent the thing.
I got to tell you, I got a great compliment today, by the way.
Is that right?
Somebody, a listener, wrote me from Seoul, South Korea, and said he bought a bootleg copy on the street of South Korea for $2. And I said, well, how's that work? And he said, no, this is a good thing because they only do big movies.
Oh, excellent. Like,
they're not going to do every crappy indie that comes rolling through the Tribeca Film Festival.
You made it.
So he said, either it's a big movie, like, you know, with Will Smith or something, or it has a Korean actor in it.
Boom.
Yeah, I said, what the hell? I've arrived.
And they're no Koreans in the movie?
Bootlegging? Oh, I wouldn't allow Korean. I mean, no. I mean, I tried as hard as I could, but couldn't find any. The last Korean boxer died. Did you know that?
Dookoo Kim.
That's right. Kim? Yeah. That's right. A brother killed him.
In Vegas, right?
That's right.
Well, the brothers are taking a beating, you know? Yeah. And I think it's because of my wheels.
He may have hit him with a rim. That's right.
Yeah, who killed Dookoo Kim in Vegas, right?
Yeah,
no, you know what? I think that was like Boom Boom Mancini.
Yeah, yeah.
Ray
like,
Boom so. Boom Mancini.
Yes. Well, it was either that or Henry Mancini, the guy who wrote the Pink Panther theme. Either way, hell of a hook.
Henry killed Nicole Simpson, I think.
Yes, Adam Carolla is with us, Arsenio Hall, and Paul Majors, everybody. And we'll be on again on TV at 9:35 with Arsenio Hall.
How the hell do you know the Korean guy who died?
What,
well, I'm a huge boxing fan. I just asked you for a copy of Hammer, man. I'm a huge boxing fan.
All right, I don't want to find that unopened in your trunk in 9 weeks when we do the show right?
I'll be watching this later tonight in lieu of watching my show on my television.
Okay. All right, also Tom Likas at 10 o'clock, so stay tuned for that as well. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Go,
dog. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. On my left here is Adam Carolla. Arsenio Hall is on with us every single Wednesday. Mm-hmm. He's going to stay with us through the evening. And Paul Majors as well. And you may see Paul in the next, maybe perhaps at 11 o'clock tonight. You'll see him for sure. But you might be calling a high-speed chase because we just heard that the Channel 9 helicopter and Channel 2 helicopters are off to cover a high-speed chase.
Can't get enough of those.
Is that good for you or bad for you?
It's good for the ratings.
It is great for
the
ratings.
You know, it's counterintuitive, but people tune in. And the longer they last, the higher they go.
I love the chase with the mobile home. Where they were chasing it. I mean, where's he running to if he's in his mobile home?
Yeah. He's inside circling the neighborhood.
By the way, you know, the movie chase is, you know, Vin Diesel hitting the Nas. The real chase is a guy in a U-Haul.
Yeah.
Who's got his old lady in the passenger seat, and he's going 25 on the 405. I want to see high speed. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, high speed.
Look, if you're listening to us right now, if you're in that vehicle, either pull over or pick it up. I don't want any more OJs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's call the high-speed chase. Let's put the high-speed back in chase.
I also love the embarrassing U-turns for LAPD. When the guy does a U-turn and then all nine cop cars follow that U-turn.
By the way, how about you get out and, you know, pump a couple rounds into the driver's side door instead of, procession that's just heading down. The Pope's not in town. This is a junkie who's ripped off a car.
let's go ahead and treat them as such.
I always thought the greatest high-speed chase, you ever see these red double-deck buses that cruise around
Hollywood? Yeah, the tour kind of.
Yeah, you fill that thing with hot strippers, and you put the name of the new strip club on the side and get involved in a high-speed chase. You got
the dancers
up on top, you got the cops showing them, and every station's covering it.
Now, Paul, you're from San Diego, right?
I used to work there, yeah.
Didn't somebody run in a tank?
Yeah, the guy down there did. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, an army tank.
Now that's thinking ahead. Yeah, it really is.
I was actually pulling for that guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. You did, yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, and I remember
he was just crushing cars.
Ran over an RV, too.
Yeah.
I got to say, if I'm, you know, I don't know if that's an M1 Abrams or whatever the hell it is, but if I'm the defense contractor who makes that tank, that's on my reel.
Forget about battle footage.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see what this thing can do to a Taurus? Look at that. Guy doesn't even know how to drive our product, and he's crushing everything in his life. Imagine if he was trained.
Except for when it gets corner hung on the center divider in the freeway.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but you cut out before. It's a reel. It's the best stuff.
And how about the cop? How about this ballsy guy opens up the hatch and just kills him inside the tank?
Oh, is that how that ended?
Yeah. He had enough of it. Opened up the hatch and shot him in the top of the head.
I like that guy.
Slowed down the chase.
I also like the crazed fan who's been watching it on KCAL for the last 2 hours who decides it'd be a good idea to jump into the back of the pickup truck when the guy hits traffic and wave to his mom. By the way, all the people who were like on the overpass waving to OJ and stuff like that, I want them arrested too.
Yeah.
First off, everybody needs to go. 2 in the afternoon on a Thursday. Why aren't you at work?
But see, if I was pulled over by a woman cop, and now the guys are pretty good drivers, but I think I could outlast one of these chicks, hit the accelerator, and I got about a 90% chance of losing them in the Encino Hills or the Tarzana Hills where I'm familiar with the turns.
Now,
I think I can dust them.
I'll tell you what I do. I always keep a wooden rack of moonshine in my back seat and a banjo. And if a cop pulls me over, he'll look at that and go, all right, get out of here. He'll let me go on a technicality. It's no high-speed chase. I'm running shine.
Hey, by the way, your idea is about to come, not a law, but they're going to invoke it here in California, where now you're going to be able to drive in the Diamond Lane if you just pay a little extra.
Oh, I like that.
So now the rich people are going to be able to, you know, drive a little faster and get there a little sooner than the poor people, which the way it should be.
Yeah.
You know, the rich people in this town should have more rights than the poor people.
I completely agree. I know it's absolutely not
so politically incorrect.
Want the town treated like a casino, like you run a casino. You know what I mean? Look at me.
I'm a whale.
I'm a Japanese businessman. If I flew in, I just flew, landed the G4 McCarran. I'm coming in. I need a couple of highballs, a couple of hookers, and I need a comp suite. My whole family's playing nickel slots and complaining they're not getting a comp suite.
Yeah, that's not the way Vegas runs.
That's not the way business runs.
Yeah, you should be able to pay to move a little faster. These guys have places to go. I mean, if you're running a company that's worth, you know, $500 billion, you shouldn't have to be sitting behind a guy who's a gardener. That's just my philosophy in life. You've got to get in work and kick ass.
I like the truck where the guy is collecting the pallets. You know, the wooden pallets?
Oh, yeah, they're too high.
And, you know, he can get some kind of $5 on every one he returns. And there's a pyramid of these things. You got a 79 Toyota standard bed with 80 feet of pallet. The thing can't clear the overpass. It's got two bungee cords. And his kid's on top of the thing. He's going down the freeway and he's tipping from side to side. He's on four retreads.
You're not going around him either.
I'm getting pulled over for no front license plate? Really? This guy looks like he's setting up to do a bonfire at a rally, like his team's about to take the field, and I'm getting pulled over because I don't know, expired tabs and no front license plate? He's just going to tip over and crush somebody.
Remember the good old days where, I don't know, I think it was a Subaru that had the jump seats in the trunk?
Yeah, the Brat.
And those guys, you know, used to drive, you know, like a couple friends from L.A. to Vegas in that thing. And the guys in the back driving, you know, 250 miles through the desert all tried to look very casual.
Right.
Know, like a 90-mile-an-hour wind in their face through the desert when it's 110 is not bad.
Yeah,
so just,
no.
So, you know, just casually sitting back here.
That's why isn't Subaru out of business just for that? We're going to have a better car. We're going to put a couple of, we're going to put the seats in it. We're going to face it that weird direction that Southwest would do on the flight. So it feels like your eyes are coming out of the socket every time the guy takes off. By the way, how many times you got burned by sitting in that wrong way seat on Southwest? Guy, you're looking at the guy's wearing the cutoff sweats. He's got half his sack hanging out in front of you. You have to do that weird thing where you do the dovetail joint with your legs, you know, his legs through your leg, my leg through his leg. Everyone's legs are intertwined. By the way, if we got to get out of this plane, we're never going to make it because our legs are going to get tangled up. You're looking at the guy and you're going, hey, loser, how you doing? And he's giving you that. See, if you got here 10 minutes earlier, you'd be facing the right direction.
And that seat is always easier going to Vegas. Coming home, it's a living hell.
That's right. Yeah. It's like, buddy, you're going to have shrimp cocktail all over your lap in about 10 minutes if this plane doesn't slow it down a little bit.
The most aggressive farts that are trapped in a cushion are at Southwest Terminal in Vegas. Mm-hmm. The guys that are, you know, just lost their rent or lost their home, and now they're flying back to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
There's a very distinct odor of guys coming back from Vegas.
What you want to try to get is you try to get the stripper flight on the Sunday night from McCarran. That's
right.
The flight. I've gone out to Vegas on a Sunday afternoon just to turn around and catch the stripper flight on the way back. Where are you living? Reseda. Yeah, I get out there. Yeah, I drive right past Reseda. No.
All right, Adam Carolla, go out and buy the hammer tonight. Don't wait because...
You should be in an apartment. You should be in a condo.
Yeah.
I'd put you in a condo.
It's like the guy that, you know, at a bachelor party, the guy that gets too drunk and falls in love with the stripper and then decides that he's going to be her knight in shining armor, that
right.
he can change her life. You know, I can take you away from all this.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the one where you find the sort of, you try to find the low mileage Julia Roberts kind of one and save her from herself.
Right.
That's always a fine idea.
Yeah, never
that's gonna
works
work out.
All right, Adam Carolla, go buy the hammer. It's available at all the Blockbusters for rent. You can buy it there as well.
You can get it at Amazon or anywhere fine DVDs or something.
And it's a great movie. Also, Arsenio Hall will stay with us, and Paul Majors will see you in the 10 o'clock hours.
Correct, yes.
But you can watch Paul Majors tonight on Channel 2 at 11 o'clock. What's the big story you guys are covering tonight?
Yeah, we haven't made it up yet.
There's a chase.
Usually it's right around 2 minutes to 11. Draws.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
Jim,
and,
thank you. Adam,
also,
Arsenio, thanks.
At 10 o'clock, Paul. Tom Likas will be with us, so stay tuned at 10 o'clock. And Arsenio Hall will stay with us for Red Sea.
I'm here.
It's
going
to be excellent,
man.
Good Adam, times. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
Always very funny, and we'll catch you on Friday night, right?
That's right.
Yeah, thank you for calling in on Friday night. It's always
in
awesome.
The AM. Oh, right. You know what? I'm going out of town on Friday.
Oh, that's okay.
Damn, then, I'll be in Austin.
Then we'll just get Stryker to do it. All right. And I tell you, a lot of his humor goes right over my head, that guy. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.